Wage News Time 726. Joined in the studio right now by Tim John and Dave Scarangella, and on the phone by Sterling Supervisor Eugene Delgadio. Welcome to the show today, Eugene.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Good morning, Supervisor Delgadio. Tim morning. John here. Good to have you on.
Am I on?
We are definitely on the air. And, you know, one of the questions I've been dying to ask you for about the past 6 years, and you probably know this is coming. Now, the orange hat,
yes,
it's very visible, but now, if I think of Sterling, I would maybe have chosen silver. What do you have to say about that?
Well, silver is definitely closer to the, you know, Sterling silver. That, you know, I get it. But also, we have an older population. I agree with you there. They'd like that silver. But now I've got my silver hair. You know, I've got my gray hair myself. I didn't have it when I got in my first term. I'll tell you that now. Orange represents the ability to serve. It's a color for you know, the working class. It's you know, the street. You know, the people that work on the street, the VDOT crew, the Home Depot crew. You know, you've got to be able to see the worker in the aisle. And the orange represents a blaze orange, obviously the hunter, but also to, so people can see you when you're on the street and you're working and you're walking. And for me, I want to be there. You know, you got to be accessible. And so the orange is clearly a sign for accessibility.
Boots on the ground, understandable.
Yes.
Now, looking at some of the big issues in Loudoun County, we talked just the other day about some of the major development proposals facing Loudoun, and known as the CPAMs, the Comprehensive Plan Amendments. And you were talking about these generally, that there's a business opportunity to be had here.
Well, we have a pressure on us in this county. The pressure is how much of the government is put onto the shoulders of the taxpayer. And I look at commercial opportunities. I look at mixed use. I look at high-volume business. But I also, as a supervisor, you have to be open to these ideas. And that doesn't mean we're going to vote for them. It's just from here to there, there's a whole bunch of work that has to be done and arrangements and compromises and negotiation to get roads built or infrastructure or the type of business that generates taxes, that takes the load off of residential owners, of homeowners. That doesn't mean I'm for it. It just means if you're against everything, you end up like Fairfax during the last during the last economic crash. They went Republican. So if, you know, you go one way, people realize you've got to have some intelligent management. And they put in Tom Davis, and he's the congressman, and that's where they went. They went Republican. And here we have that, you know, you can't close down everything. You can't deny all the ideas. We need jobs. We need tax revenue from commercial sources. That's something we're wrestling with.
Mr. Delgadio, Dave Scarangella, is that an unanswerable question? Tim and I debate that all the time here in the hallways of, I live in Ashburn, I'd like to see more homes, which means more businesses, which means I might be able to work somewhere and not have to drive to Tyson's Corner, but I hate the traffic, and I think you just espoused both sides of the question.
Well,
isn't
exactly.
It an unanswerable question?
It's consistency. If I claim that I'm going to keep your taxes low, then I better be targeting some wasteful programs that I've uncovered during my 7 years on the board. And I do that all the time. I focus on wasteful programs in the department, every department, second in the school board. My favorite headline in my school board coverage was, roads plowed, schools closed. Tell me that wasn't $1 million waste where you have all the roads plowed and the school, all the schools are closed the same day.
Another big issue, Supervisor.
By the way, we're agreeing with you while we're looking at each other right now because, yeah, we run across these situations that don't make any sense, and we just get outraged amongst ourselves and wonder, how did that happen?
So
because there's an air of there's an elixir that you drink when you go into the boardroom, and it's something called we know it all, and that everything is created in the center of the earth known Loudoun. That is Loudoun. All roads lead to Loudoun. Well, I joke about Dulles County. I joke about all roads leading to Sterling. It's meant to provide a break, you know, for humor. All roads don't lead to Loudoun. All roads don't lead to Sterling. It's an advertising promotion. We need to understand that everybody in the world has the same problems, and how do they solve them? Well, they do economy of scale. They eradicate programs that waste money. Somehow there's this obstruction that prevents the Board of Supervisors from going there and doing what's necessary. The fact that we're talking about it, the supervisors are always talking about it. We have to have more action on it.
And that's one of the points I wanted to ask you, because Tim and I, again, were debating this before we went on the air. In the buzz of political theater, you have consistently managed to blip above it with colorful statements. Is that by design, or is that just naturally your personality?
Well, I mean, in my first term, I'll give you a contrast. I mean, I was called every name in the book, and I'm still called every name in the book by Scott York.
And I've got the book.
Well, the book, he wrote the book on what to call me. Last week, Scott said, you get a job, you know. And I have to laugh because, you know, everybody knows I have more than one job, of course, you know, and my full-time job gets me in the newspapers in the country as well. But I have a job as a supervisor, and that's really my avocation, my career, my full-time decision to spend most of my time on the Board of Supervisors job. Out of all the mix-ups we've had, no matter what they've said, I have to turn the other cheek. That is my personality. I understand that people have strong feelings. They make it personal. I have strong feelings. I don't make it personal. If I did, yesterday, I think it was this week, I said to the supervisors, I said, I have a long speech, at least 15 minutes long, or we could have a break. And, you know, they went to a break. I was like, you know, we were all laughing so hard. We were like, yes, of course you want a break. I know this.
Well, and I've got to ask, and again, speaking with Sterling District Supervisor Eugene Delgadio, in your second term now, who has been your favorite adversary? I mean, we have a lot to choose from. Remember Chuck Harris, Bill Bogard, and then Scott York, Jim Burton. Who would you pick if you were going to have a friendly conversational tussle?
Well, of course, my of all of those are all very big names. I mean, after all, Chuck Harris and I went head to head. We played chicken on cutting the budget on any number of times. He, of course, always you know pulled off at the last minute. Bogart, how could I ever forget Bill Bogart, the Prince of Darkness with the changing the lights and
right.
having the lights affected. And Scott, of course, we talked about him very briefly. How he wants me to, you know, how I'm lower than the curb to him. But my all-time personal favorite is Mr. Burton, Jim Burton. He and I tell you, I want, as a choice, I want to sit next to him. He is a senior. He's been there an extra term. He's crotchety. He sometimes forgets things. You know, he helps me. I help him remember things.
We're
both older,
burden, huh?
We're both older. So he's my all-time personal favorite because he obviously is on the other side of things with me. And on occasion, when we do vote together, the whole room erupts in applause, and tears are filling eyes, you know, when we get together on stuff.
Well, I know you've got a big project just there in Sterling, the Discovery Park that you've been part of, and they're coming down the home stretch right now, and you know, that's got to be a fantastic feeling of getting the community to pull together to build something like this.
Well, we have a lot of problems, but Sterling also, let me tell you, has a lot of solutions. We have a lot of people, 1,200 volunteers. Even Scott York and I, there's a picture of him and I together working at the park, which, you know, I don't know if that'll become a wire service photo, but the facts are that it was a miracle of 1,200 people working together, and they're in the home stretch, they're in the final days of completing it. Anyone going down to Sully Elementary School will be put to work this Saturday and Sunday, just as they were put to work the last 7 days. It's a tremendous 11,000-square-foot park devoted to science, and it's just an awe-inspiring the type of work that went into this. Besides the 1,200 people working together for 7 days, we also have a lot of companies that have kicked in and a lot of other restaurants and things of that nature, food. It's a fantastic example of probably the largest single volunteer operation in Loudoun County in many, many, many years.
Well, one last question. Virginia Tech plays Clemson tonight. Who do you like?
Virginia Tech, of course.
Of course. All right. I like him already.
Sterling Supervisor Eugene Delgadio joining us on Good Morning Loudoun. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. You're a great team.